How to be rigorous. We've extracted three practical disciplines from the research for being rigorous rather than ruthless. Practical discipline number one, when in doubt, don't hire, keep looking. One of the immutable laws of management physics is Packard's Law, so-called because we first learned it in a previous research project from David Packard, co-founder of the Hewlett-Packard Company. It goes like this. No company can grow revenues consistently faster than its ability to get enough of the right people to implement that growth and still become a great company. If your growth rate in revenues consistently outpaces your growth rate in people, you simply will not, indeed cannot, build a great company. Those who build great companies understand that the ultimate throttle on growth for any great company is not markets or technology or competition or products. It is one thing above all others, the ability to get and keep enough of the right people. The management team at Circuit City instinctively understood Packard's Law. Driving around Santa Barbara the day after Christmas a few years ago, I noticed something different about the Circuit City store. Other stores had signs and banners reaching out to customers, always the best prices, or great after holiday deals, or best after Christmas selection, and so forth. But not Circuit City. It had a banner that read, "Always looking for great people." The sign reminded me of our interview with Walter Brueckart, vice president during the Good to Great years. When asked to name the top five factors that led to the transition from mediocrity to excellence, Brueckart said, "One would be people. Two would be people. Three would be people. Four would be people. And five would be people." A huge part of our transition can be attributed to our discipline in picking the right people. Brueckart then recalled a conversation with CEO Alan Wurzel during a growth spurt at Circuit City. "Alan, I'm really wearing down trying to find the exact right person to fill this position or that position. At what point do I compromise?" Without hesitation, Alan said, "You don't compromise. We find another way to get through until we find the right people." One of the key contrasts between Alan Wurzel at Circuit City and Sidney Cooper at Silo is that Wurzel spent the bulk of his time in the early years focused on getting the right people on the bus, whereas Cooper spent 80% of his time focusing on the right stores to buy. Wurzel's first goal was to build the best, most professional management team in the industry. Cooper's first goal was simply to grow as fast as possible. Circuit City put tremendous emphasis on getting the right people all up and down the line, from delivery drivers to vice presidents. Silo developed a reputation for not being able to do the basics, like making home deliveries without damaging the products.